Patient name, Gwendolyn, spelled G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N, last name Alpha, A-L-P-H-A. Date of birth, 11-1 of 49, date of service, 11-28 of 22. This is a 73-year-old female patient here. Today she complains of having stuffy ears. She has some fatigue, a few body aches through her arms and shoulders. Throat feels scratchy. Symptoms started 2 days ago, period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth. She was feeling well up until that time, period, new paragraph. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. She maintains her usual daily routine in a normal form and fashion, period, new paragraph. Other than what is stated above as part of the chief complaint, a complete review of systems was negative, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 137 over 69, pulse 84, respiration 16, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 95%, current weight 142. Allergies to allopurinol, iodine, and fish. Current medications, all reviewed, no changes. Medical history, arthritis and gout. Surgical history. Bilateral hands. Period, new paragraph, also had a rectal procedure as well. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph, labs today include a flu test and a strep test. Strep test was negative. The flu test resulted in positive for influenza type B. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient looks tired. She's awake, alert, oriented, looks well nourished. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, they look watery. Ears, some very mild tympanic membrane, erythema, nothing ominous. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, very mild erythema, there is no strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, there's no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Influenza type B. Patient will receive Tamiflu 75 milligrams PO twice a day for 5 days. Number 10, period, new paragraph. She is to get plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, monitor symptoms, and then return to clinic or call if she feels as though she is not improving.